Welcome to Day by Day Hacks. This is actually the last month that we're going to be doing Day by Day Hacks. And so to kind of round everything out, I've invited a friend of mine, Tim Brewer, who is a pastor, to kind of help us think about what a pastor's heart is for his people and their quiet time. So Tim, welcome to the podcast today.
Hey, great to be here. Looking forward to it.
Hey, you've sent me some stuff here about kind of what's going through your mind and your heart about your people and your hopes, dreams, maybe even prayers for them as they are doing their just consistent time with the Lord. And one of the first things that you sent or that you're hoping is taking place is that your people would be praying through kind of the weekly prayer list that your church has.
Right.
So would you just walk us through that, how the prayer list comes to be and what you're hoping that your people are doing with that?
Yeah. I hope that as people are having their daily time in the Word, obviously prayer being a part of that,
right,
and being part of the church family, that we are concerned about what's going on in each other's lives and so on. And so probably about like most churches do, during the week, we get emails or phone calls, text messages, that kind of thing, about what's going on in people's lives. And we also, we have push notifications through the church app
and
things like that.
Yeah.
And not 100% of the people have the church app.
Sure.
You know, some people don't get into that as much.
Yeah.
And so on a weekly basis then, we have our handout, bulletin, whatever you want to call it, that people get on Sunday morning. And so we take the information that has been gathered that week, and then we put it on that handout, and we say, okay, here's your handout. The handout also has a sermon outline on it, some things like that.
Yep.
And just ask people, put this in your journal, put this in your Bible or whatever. It's going to be there with you every day of the week when you open up the Bible. And just take a minute to think about your brothers and sisters and what's going on. Think about the struggle, or whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, or relational,
right,
or whatever it might
yeah.
be. And just take a few minutes and lift them up in prayer. And you know, we, again, try to keep that updated, and that's a weekly thing they're given.
Yeah. So it is a concern for you, and I know your church, that you guys do have a real heart for this corporate sense, that the church is not just a place you come to, but you are a part of a family here,
right?
Whenever you belong to this church, do you see? Have you gotten any response or any reaction from your people about how this weekly prayer list kind of helps that along, kind of binds people together?
Yeah, because it is very specific, and we'll put on there whether it's a health need or relational need or emotional, whatever it may be, because we want people praying specifically, and we want people. You know, we looked at Romans 15, actually this past week, where it talked about striving together in prayer.
Yeah.
And that word striving is where we get our word agonizing.
Mm.
And so if we agonize together, it creates a bond with one another. And that's what we're wanting as a church family, is we want to be linked together, agonizing together, working together, praying together, and really pouring into each other's lives. We think that's a very important part.
And it's oftentimes... it's oftentimes a person's crisis that brings people together.
Right.
And so what other kind of people would you want around you during a crisis than your church family?
Exactly.
I'm not sure you've done funerals before where this person is not connected to any kind of church at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how people get through life without a church family.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's your kind of hearing from a pastor's heart is that he wants, and we want, all of us pastors want you as church members praying for one another consistently throughout the week. Next week, we got another tip for you coming from Brother Tim. We'll see you then.